Tell me about SCOTUS and mail-in ballots.
Well, so there is a pending, I mean, California, we're tracking the mail-in vote. We're tracking how long it takes them to count. California is one of the states that allows for a grace period for ballots that are postmarked by Election Day but arrive.
But it's not just a ballot that goes right into a post box. You have to get it posted and signed off on, certified, right, essentially, right, by somebody at the post office.
Right. Just as when you mail your taxes, you can mail them out on April 15th at 11 o'clock at night if you can get to a post office and make sure you get that postmark. The IRS isn't going to reject your money, but there is a movement afoot to reject votes that would meet that same standard. And the Supreme Court has a case pending before it right now called Watson versus Republican National Committee that has not yet been decided. And at oral argument, there were essentially three groups of three. There are three votes that are a little bit hard to read based on oral argument. There are clearly three votes to end this practice have the Supreme Court end this practice. There may be five votes to end the practice.
Would it be retroactive?
It would not be retro. There's no way you could make it retroactive, certainly not for California.
Well, could it work for November if they decided?
Conceivably, that would be a massive change. There's a principle called the Purcell principle, which says we shouldn't interfere. But realistically,
Alabama.
Right. Realistically, this Supreme Court applies that principle when it's convenient for this Supreme Court to apply that principle for its partisan ends.